February 1st, 1901. Privileges and Opportunities of the Christian Physician. Ellen G. White. Every physician should be a Christian. In Christ's stead, he is to stand by the suffering, and he should work as Christ worked, ministering to the needs of the sin-sick soul as well as to the needs of the diseased body. The physician who has no practical knowledge of the great needs of the soul looks upon disease merely from a scientific standpoint. He trusts to his own skill. He watches with human sympathy the sufferings of the afflicted, but he cannot do that which he might do did he realize that the one who gave his own life for the sufferer, even the Son of God, is watching the case with intense interest. If the patient recovers, he takes the praise, forgetting the author of all life, the one who says, "Satan is the destroyer. I am the restorer. I will spare you, that you may become acquainted with me and believe on my name." Every physician is to be a representative of Jesus, the great physician. How inconsistent, then, for him to stand by the side of the suffering, unable to point them to the great physician, the sin-pardoning Savior, the mighty one who can heal not only every physical disease, but every spiritual malady. The physician needs to have a very close connection with God. He should be a man of earnest prayer, never losing his hold on God's helpful, strengthening power. He should look to his Savior, saying, "I sanctify myself through the grace freely given me, that those to whom I minister may also be sanctified." If he would impart to others light and hope and faith, he should himself possess that hope which is sure and steadfast, the hope that Jesus is a very present help in every time of trouble. The physician should reverence and study the Word of God. This Word is exceedingly precious to the receiver, for it sanctifies the soul. The physician who hides it in his heart is prepared to soothe those who are tossed by doubt and fear, for he himself knows the value of the precious promises which reveal the Redeemer's love. He can speak with assurance to the soul that is hovering between life and death. To such a physician, the Lord will give great wisdom in his work. Wonderful opportunities are given to the guardians of the sick. Knowing the Lord Jesus, it is the privilege of the Christian physician to introduce him to the sick room as the one who can speak peace to the soul and give strength to the body. As he holds out to the patient the hope of restoration to physical health, he can present the wonderful comfort to be found in the mighty healer who can cure the leprosy of the soul, the Lamb of God, who taketh away the sin of the world. The physician who cannot do this loses case after case which otherwise might be saved. If he could speak words that would inspire faith in the sympathizing Savior, who feels every throb of anguish, the crisis would often be safely passed, for the life-giver would fill the heart with a joy that would strengthen the sufferer, enabling him to look and live. Jesus is interested in every one who is in need of his healing, vitalizing power. Would that physicians might understand the greatness of the service they could render to humanity if they were able to speak simply and tenderly of his love and of his willingness to save souls even at the last hour of life. What a blessing, what peace the Christian physician can bring to the sin-tortured soul who accepts the Savior. What melody is awakened in the heavenly courts when Satan loses his prey? The fact that the physician acts so important a part in bringing relief from suffering naturally places him where he is regarded with feelings of love and gratitude by those whom he has helped. When the sick are restored to health, the glory is often given to the physician, when it is the divine touch, the healing balm of the Savior, that gives relief and prolongs life. If the one who has been restored gives the praise to the physician, it is the physician's privilege and duty to hide self in Christ, pointing to the compassionate Savior as the one who has spoken the word of life. It is his opportunity to acknowledge the Lord as the worker and the physician as only the instrument, and to impress upon the minds of those to whom the Savior has thus given a renewal of life and health that their lives have been prolonged for a high and holy purpose. Without me, Christ declares, ye can do nothing. He says to the faithful physician, I will stand by your side, and as you tell those for whom you work that Christ is all in all, that he died for their sins in order that they should not perish but have everlasting life, I will impress their hearts. Those thus born again will be prepared to speak to others of the power of him who has done so much for them. For of them, Jesus says, ye are my witnesses. The physician who is acquainted with Christ, who realizes the preciousness of undefiled religion, is indeed a representative of the great physician. He who tells the sick and suffering of the love that Christ has for them is a true teacher of righteousness. He bears to the afflicted soul the very balm of Gilead. What a sacred work is this, and how earnestly should physicians labor to fit themselves for it. They should make it their first business to become personally acquainted with the great physician, that when in the sick room, they may recognize his presence and receive his counsel.